Well, the Wanderers had a win on the weekend, and one of their stars was Brendan Sandilab, and he joins us on the line. Good morning, Brendan.
G'day, fellas.
2-0 at the Central Coast yesterday evening. A good victory for the Wanderers.
Yeah, fantastic win. Five in a row, which we haven't achieved for a long time. So we're very happy as a team and as a club at the moment.
That's one more win than you had last year in the whole season.
Yeah, it just shows how far we've come. And how well we recruited this season. We started the season off very slow, but you can see now that we're gelling together nicely.
Yeah, you certainly are. You've made a return after some shoulder injuries. How do you end up with shoulder injuries playing soccer?
Yeah, it's a mystery to me myself. So I'm just delighted to be back. You know, I had a rough year last year, two shoulder reconstructions.
Jeez.
Wow.
So it's great to be back. My body feels good. And, you know, credit to the coaching staff and the medical staff who have, you know, been behind me the whole way.
Always nice to find the back of the net, mate. And you were able to do that in the 66th minute. Well done.
Yeah, it's great to score again as well. And being a winning side, it's very important, you know, to have that winning mentality throughout the team, and we have that at the moment, which is great.
Yeah, you certainly do. Did you notice anything with the Wanderers fans? There was a lot made about it during the week. Mm. What was going to happen? Did you guys notice anything on the field?
Oh well, I was on the bench at the time, and for the first 30 minutes, all you could hear was the RBB and all the other Wanderers fans in full voice, and the atmosphere was unbelievable. And then it was a little bit eerie after the 30th minute and very quiet and strange atmosphere within the stadium. And, you know, luckily we still got the win. But without the fans, it definitely took away some atmosphere.
Yeah, let's hope that everyone sticks solid now throughout this entire, well, crucial part, isn't it, coming up to that Christmas New Year break. Mm. And with the Wanderers, mate, it's amazing, isn't it? Losing becomes a habit, but so too does winning. You're on a roll now.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, we want to continue this way, and we can't wait to see our fans you know, all turn out against Brisbane at home. And I'm sure they'll make up for the 60 or 65 minutes that they missed the other night. You know, we look to continue our winning streak as well. Brisbane's obviously up the top with us as well.
Mm.
And then we play Melbourne after that. So we've got a crucial little period coming up.
One sound out of the night was Dario Vidicic hurting what appears to be his hamstring, I think. Any talk on how bad that is?
No, he seems to be okay. I think he slipped on the AstroTurf early on in the game.
Oh.
And just maybe a little twinge or so, but I feel he'll be okay. Yeah, and just Bridgie was withdrawn early on.
In the warm-ups. What happened there?
Honestly, I'm not sure what's happened there, but...
you can give it to him.
Hopefully just a little niggle and he'll be off next week.
So do you think both will make next week's game?
Yeah, it's hard to tell at this stage. Still fresh and we have a day off today and we'll be in tomorrow, so we'll see what happens with the boys.
Well, mate, that's going to be 7:30 up against the Brisbane Roar. It will be a crucial one. You're on 16 points. They're on 15 points, so you could put a bit of a gap on them, which would be really nice. We urge everyone to get out there at Pertec Stadium, 7:30. Support the Western Sydney Wanderers up against the Brisbane Roar and stay in the stadium as well, which would be terrific. Brenton, thanks very much for your time, mate, and good luck again on Saturday night.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.